Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the president calling you a Nazi. That's not good.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And from the remote horde, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip. How are you?
Under the weather as usual. How are you?
Glad you're infectious as always, little bubble girl. So, on the show, some Nazi stuff. A girl kills herself live online, and it goes viral. Of course it does. A program many of us use gets hacked, and the circus will no longer come to town. But it's a historic time where we have our first orange president, our first reality star president, our first businessman with no community service experience president, and unfortunately he's mired in various scandals. Very scandalous, so I figured we'd go over it. And Joe's already fucking friggin' tabbed stuff. That'll edit out. Anyway. So, first off, there's been various polls that have come out. And unfortunately for Mr. Trump, he's at historic unpopularity going into the presidency. Because right before you come president, everybody loves you. Because you haven't done anything wrong yet. Theoretically, you know, there's a lot of optimism no matter who you were. Even George W. Bush, with the whole issue with Florida and the Supreme Court had to decide his the outcome where they gave it to President Bush over Gore, he still went in with 61% popularity. Donald Trump is at depending on the poll, an average of about 40% popularity.
Right, but you want to see, but that really doesn't count because basically all the left is trying to get against him. What you want to really see, and this will be up for debate, is the first 100 days. That's going to be the real thing. Let him get in, let him do the job, let the cabinet get settled in, and start making going over policy.
Popularity doesn't matter necessarily, but it does, if you come in and you say you have this mandate, when even the people that have voted for you, because he was more popular in November. He was in the high 40s in November.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually lost people because I think people expected, and you've said it, you say, well, once he becomes president, he's going to change. He ain't changing. But people kind of expected him to change, and Donald Trump has been true to Donald Trump all the way through. So if you liked it, then you're fine with it. If you just voted for him because you hated Hillary Clinton, possibly not so much.
No, I voted for him.
I don't know that he's necessarily been true to the Donald Trump that was on the campaign trail, because already he's backpedaling on some of his promises.
Right, but he's been even when he was doing interviews while he was campaigning, in the same sentence, you know, he would take two different positions. So
oh, yes.
I look at his Donald being Donald, the tweets, you know, now he's saying he's not going to give up his personal Twitter account. That was something Joe said. Let's see what happens when he's president. I'm sure he's going to stop tweeting. He's not going to do that.
Well, his whole thing of tweeting is basically and this is what he claims, that the media always skews anything that he says.
Right.
So if he says something, it's not going to be skewed by the media, which is frustrating the media and is also making him a target as well. So let him get in the job. It's like, Davin, you go into a club and you've been advertised for the past 2 months, and people go, he's probably going to stink. This guy's a hack. You're going to be, these guys awful, blah, blah, blah. Could I get to the stage and prove myself, you know, worthy?
That's fine.
You know?
But that's fine. But still, if I hit the stage and people already have a negative connotation before I hit the stage, it's going to affect things.
But it's a negative connotation before you get in there. You don't have the chance to actually get there and change
and
their perception what you're going to do.
And that has been your argument all along, and
yeah,
we shall see.
Now, also, a lot of people don't realize, a lot of people do realize, is that the business climate, a lot of big business are starting to get excited over him coming in. He's going to be more pro-business. There are people, the companies are starting to keep their operations here. He's going to have a more pro-business climate. When the economy starts to change and things start to change for the better, people will back off.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've said that all along. If Trump can add jobs, significant jobs, not 1,000 here, 1,000, not 1,000 there. If Trump can take the economy to another level, people are going to look forward to it. The economy is very important to people. I mean, he certainly has opportunities, but he doesn't make it easy for himself. He doesn't, he likes, first of all, saying that he won by a landslide is wrong. He didn't win by a landslide. The three states he won were Michigan, Wisconsin, and what was the other one? And Pennsylvania, which nobody expected him to win. A great win for Donald Trump. But he won them by a total of 175,000 votes. Not exactly a landslide. He lost the popular vote by 3 million.
Well, but and basically that was because you had your populous state like California and New York with your heavy states with a major population.
Texas? Texas is a huge state.
Texas, okay, very good. So we'll take Texas in mind
California,
as well.
California is the fifth largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about the country. In the world.
Right.
They count.
Right. But when you count it in the rest of the country with the electoral votes, that's
no. He won the Electoral College. I'm not disputing that.
And the Electoral College is too.
I'm not disputing that.
I understood. So basically,
I'm just saying he likes to call it a landslide. It wasn't a landslide, not even by Electoral College standards. So he needs to dial.
But
that
if you, but if you think about, and maybe obviously exaggerated, but if you think of the odds that were against him in this election.
Absolutely.
And the reason was because people were afraid to say they were voting for Trump because they didn't want to get hassled about it.
Well, whatever.
And those people spoke when they got the
snowflakes?
Voting
votes. They were snowflakes. They needed to save space from the horrible polling questions.
Apparently, a lot of the people at the left are very sore losers.
Okay. Anyway, I'll move on. So when Trump campaigned, I remember this specifically, on the first debate when there was like 16 of them on the stage,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump said he would put his businesses in a blind trust.
Right.
Meaning that he would have no idea what was going on with his businesses and the stocks while he was in office. That's what he said. That's not what, in fact, is going to happen. Instead, he's going to have his two sons who will run the business, and he tells us they're not going to talk business during his 4 to 8 years. I don't think anybody believes that. But legally, the president and the vice president do not have to put their businesses in a blind trust. Legally, they don't have to. However, he cannot take payments. So, it's kind of gray. We're going to see what happens. But both George W. Bush's ethics attorney and Obama's ethics lawyer are critical of Trump's plans. And to most Americans, they don't feel good about this. So Trump's got to face that situation. He thinks people don't care. People do care. But again, if he gets a bunch of jobs for people, he might be able to skate on that. We'll see. The Independent Office of Government Ethics has criticized Trump for this plan. But Republican Jason Chaffetz has gone after the head of the office. Chaffetz is the chair of the Government Oversight Reform Committee. They are supposed to protect whistleblowers and independent government watchdogs. Chaffetz is the same man who said he could not look his daughter in the eye if he supported Trump. Then he voted for him. Chaffetz was one of the leaders who wanted to investigate everything Hillary. Chaffetz can push to close the office. Joe, I ask you, do you like independent groups being a watchdog of our government?
They're good, but basically there has been a line on the ethics committee where they have been more outspoken than they should have been. Where
it's their job to make us aware.
But the gentleman Chaffetz also released mock tweets about Donald Trump in regards to the whole ethics thing, which really
Chaffetz released mock tweets.
Yeah, yeah, it was an internal memo on that. Also,
wait, what did he tweet?
Like
he was making fun of Trump?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes,
but either way, I think Pip. We all agree we like independence. Well, independent offices overlooking the government.
Exactly, but how they carry themselves also. Now, listen.
Well, he's letting us know this is not line up. And like I said, Bush's attorney and Obama's said this isn't good. So it's not like he's stepping out of line here.
I think listen, the Republicans kind of pulled a fast one. Okay, however,
pulled a fast one.
Well, what they did was they did it kind of quickly on this in a private meeting and stuff like that.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think he's referring to the first line of business was going to be to take away the ethics committee or to...
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. So, the way they went about it is kind of in an underhanded way.
Oh, but that's different than this. That was congressional ethics. This is different than that. This is an independent watchdog organization.
Right.
So it's different. But yes, I know what you're talking about. So right now we have two cases where right off the bat, the new Congress is attacking ethics. That's not a Republican-Democrat thing. That's an everybody thing.
But I believe Trump wasn't thrilled about the way it's been handled as well.
No, Trump wasn't thrilled about what they tried to do in Congress overnight. Trump has not spoken on this. What I'm saying is I don't like the fact that Chaffetz is going over this independent watchdog committee, when he has the power to shut it down and wants to call him in and have him for a hearing, when what this when this independent watchdog, government watchdog, lines up with not only a Democrat's ethics attorney, but a Republican's ethics attorney. I don't like that.
No, I don't think that attacking watchdog committees is exactly anybody's best look right now.
No. So we still have not seen Trump's tax returns. He claims he's being audited. He's shown no proof of that, so we really don't know if that's true.
Once again, by law, he doesn't have to show them.
No, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to legally show them. Now, remember, in 2012, he did say Mitt Romney should show his.
They are grants. I mean, you know the way politicians are. Look, this is the way they are.
Here's the issue, though. There's a lot of issues. First of all, we've seen Donald Trump's tweets are very, very powerful. We've seen him drop stock prices of major companies with his tweets. We saw it with Boeing. We've seen it with other ones. We saw it with Toyota. Here's the problem. In order to make money on stocks, you need to know when to buy and when to sell. So we don't know what stocks Donald Trump has. We don't know what stocks the people that are in his cabinet have. So theoretically, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I don't have proof. I'm not saying he does it. But theoretically, he could be making money because he knows at this point his tweets are going to affect business. So he could sell them and buy them knowing what he's going to do. And we don't know. We also don't know who has lent him money. We know he's gone bankrupt several times. We know that once you go bankrupt, American banks are not likely to lend you money. We knew he's had a hard time getting money from American banks. We know a Chinese bank has lent him money on one of his properties. We don't know if a Russian bank has lent him money. There's those whispers out there. We don't know.
We don't know because we never had a businessman of that magnitude.
Right, but why not be transparent? Why not allay our fears?
Because I think that the Obama administration didn't have that much transparency. I think what it is
Obama showed his tax returns.
But besides that, there was a lot of stuff going on.
You gotta give the Clinton administration. Listen, there's never been the whispers around a president like that he might be the puppet of a foreign country. There's never been a president that could tweet and drop stock prices.
Because you had a president that was a community organization, which is not it is because he never had a business acumen. You never had a president like this
before.
We've
had other businessmen presidents.
But not to this magnitude.
Right. So why not go the extra mile? You know there's whispers out there. You know the critics. Why not go the extra mile and go show them, listen, I'm an independent man.
Because he probably feels that he's really got nothing to hide, you know?
That's a problem.
You know?
Pip, would you like to see his tax returns?
I would absolutely like to see where his sources of income lie, and that's what you're going to see when you see his tax returns. I find it highly suspicious that he won't give them up.
And the Russia things.
Well, let me ask you a question. If Clinton got in office, did you want to find out?
Stole her taxes.
Did she release the Clinton fund with all the illegal dealings I don't think she did.
I think she did.
And isn't it ironic how it quickly folded up after she lost the election? No. She's just not about
Hillary Clinton, though.
But the thing about it is that it's you're talking about people that are coming into office, somebody that has been proven to be a crook.
Well, so is Donald Trump.
But Clintons were in politics. They took private money.
So is Donald Trump.
But public money, rather. But proven to be a crook.
Hillary Clinton
has been so more unethical than Donald Trump could ever be.
You know, Donald Trump, the IRS came out and said that Donald Trump's charity broke the law.
Right. And Obama had Al Sharpton at the White House and should have been arrested
Why
on tax evasion.
About the past?
Because what we're talking about is a two-sided thing where, you know, you're so slanted against Trump. Meanwhile, you've had this whole unethical things going on in the White House for years. And suddenly
we've never had a president with this many scandals. New one. You know how you say the women who accused
Hasn't even taken the oath of office yet.
Right. But
That's exactly the point, though.
Yes, Joe. That is exactly the point. He hasn't taken the oath of office, and we have all these scandals, including he may be a puppet of Russia. I'm not saying he's a...
And it's all this left-wing nonsense. It absolutely is. Oh, it is. Cut it out.
If this was Hillary Clinton, and you heard that she was a puppet of the of Russia, you'd be losing your mind.
No, I'd be losing my mind over the Clinton Foundation being a clear ripoff and a pay-to-play deal. That's what I would be upset about.
They help millions and millions of people.
Oh,
You can look that up.
Oh my God, are you blind?
No, you can actually look
you
it up.
You are naive. Look at it. It's the most biggest pay to play ripoff.
No, you can
that they ever...
you can look up the fact that they've helped millions of people. Pip, am I wrong? I mean, are there not independent charitable independent watchdogs? Pip?
She fainted.
I didn't hear that question.
Can you not? Am I wrong? Can you not look? Are there not independent charitable watchdogs that look at charities and see what they do?
There absolutely are.
Okay.
And half the reason that they went at the Chapis is because he kind of looked the other way over the Clinton Foundation.
No, he's been going after Clinton left and right. He said when she gets in day one, he's going after her. Mm. You got to look at your history. Anyway, we got more show. Don't go anywhere. Back, you listen to Den. We're going to continue the upbeat conversation with some Nazi stuff. I always like to keep a positive vibe here, so we'll get our little
yay Nazi stuff. Oh my God,
love the Nazis! Don't you love the Nazis, Joe?
Sure.
Who doesn't love the Nazis? Here we go.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Yes, dismissed. All right, so I am personally adverse when people throw the word Hitler around with people who you disagree with or call people Nazis because you disagree with them. I think that's overstating what they really are and understating what the Nazis and Hitler really were. I think it's a little disrespectful all around. Can we all agree on that?
No. Well, Trump didn't say anything wrong.
You know, can I set up the piece?
You ask a question. I answered it.
No, I was talking about throwing the word Nazi around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just played a trailer on a Nazi thing. We do Nazi stories all the time. I don't think you seem to think that way.
I most certainly do. Yeah. I don't call people Nazis, except if they're Nazis.
But it seems that you capitalize on the whole Nazi thing, bringing it to the forefront. Well, I think you're just as guilty.
Pip, didn't we have this conversation that we were going to keep on doing it because now it seemed more worthwhile than ever?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you had the idea that you didn't want to do it anymore because you thought it's not funny now that it's coming closer to home. And I said, that's absolutely the reason why we have to still keep talking about it. And, you know, making light of stuff that is ridiculous.
Yes.
So that people can see that it is ridiculous. It's not a real thing that you should be subscribing to and saying, yeah, that's a good idea.
But we're capitalizing on it as much as Trump would capitalize on it.
No. Anyway, so Trump's tweet.
Yes.
Trump's tweet, intelligence agencies.
What? Yes.
What, Pip?
I'm laughing at, yes. the answer.
Yes, we're six now. Anyway, intelligence. Trump.
Or not.
Or two.
Anyway. So Trump had this tweet because he's having his issues with the Russians. Is he part of their? Is he? The CIA leak something about him? Who knows? An intelligence agency should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany? CIA Chief Brennan said there is no basis for Mr. Trump to point fingers at the intelligence community for leaking information that was already available publicly. What I do find outrageous is equating the intelligence community with Nazi Germany. Now, of course, they're talking about their dossier, which supposedly has been being passed around since the summer. This dossier, members of the government have seen this, and I guess some of the media have seen this, where they say they have that Trump may be a tool of Russia.
Yeah, May, right. And it's propaganda. Propaganda was part of the what
we don't
the
know
Nazis
if it's propaganda
did.
Or not.
But basically, if they're leaking it, if they're stating it, and they're pointing the finger at them, it's pretty much propaganda for right now.
Actually, no.
Yes.
The intelligence agencies have not said that it's verified or unverified.
But they're mentioning it. CNN picked it up. It's propaganda.
Have you heard Donald Trump? Everything he says is propaganda.
No, he's dying.
I thought you would be more objective than this.
No, it's propaganda.
We don't know what it is. It might be propaganda.
But if they're announcing it, it's for right now, until they come out with cold hard facts and release, it's propaganda.
You seem to like it over the summer when Donald was doing it.
No, it's basically propaganda. It's coming out from a government agency. He was a candidate back then.
They're saying that it's not. But that's not the point. Can you imagine calling our intelligence community, comparing them to Nazis, Pip?
I really find that that's pretty unusual when the person who is having some interest in doing some things that are totalitarian in nature is pointing to our community and saying, oh, yeah, you're the ones who are being the Nazis.
Totalitarian. Don't make me say big words so late at night. Totalitarian.
You're much better earlier in the day. Let's not blame the time of day.
In what way do you mean that large word you talk about?
I mean that large word.
Ay, that's all, folks. Yuck.
One of the signs of fascism is when someone decides that they're going to deny the media. And so that's one of the things that he has worked very hard on, undermining the prestige or the factual knowledge base of the media, is by saying that the media are all liars, that everything is false news, that he's trying to not have the media be part of the White House, the press corps is going to be a thing of the past as far as he's concerned. Whenever you have someone who does these sort of things, then you say, this is someone who's invested in controlling the whole picture, the whole flow of information to people.
Well,
just
from a practical standpoint, I'm going to kind of get it back on. Now that you explained totalitarian, I can't say
it's
it.
Stupid. Aha! Not an easy word, is it?
No.
We all stick except Pip. She can say the word.
So be it.
Anyway.
I just don't think, the intelligence community is risking their lives to get you certain information so that you, as President of the United States, can make decisions for the betterment of everybody. I just don't think it's a wise move to call these people Nazis. Because I'll tell you what, if I was called a Nazi and I was thinking that my boss didn't respect me, I might not want to risk my life to get him the information.
Nazi in the respect that it's propaganda for this moment. It's propaganda, the way they said. There's no, this guy said, it may be, it could be, well, maybe, well, we think it's propaganda. Well, for it, right now, it's propaganda.
It was gotten by a former MI6 spy.
Okay, that's fine, but everybody is tiptoeing around these facts, and as long as everybody's tiptoeing, it's propaganda. If you got it, release it. What's the deal?
You didn't have those same standards over the summer when Donald Trump is holding up a National Enquirer magazine about Ted Cruz's dad. You seemed fine with it then.
He was a candidate then. Now he's the president.
Come on, man.
All the stuff that was going around about, Hillary is too sick to be able to hold office. And like, look, she's falling down. Oh, look, that's not even her. I mean, all kinds of ridiculous stories have been spread around. That's propaganda. But this kind of thing, we don't even know what the source is. We don't know, but it's like propaganda is really to push up one side or the other.
All right, to be continued, we have to keep the upbeat show going. We're going to talk about a girl who killed herself, and then it went viral because we're all creeps.
Yes, Stabbins then sponsored by the Batesville Casket Company.
Ta-da.
Oh, God.
We're going to keep the good vibes flowing on this show. Just a party in here. Thank God we can't use words. That brought some comedy. Anyway. This is a horrible story, and it really reveals a lot about us as human beings. Caitlin Nicole Davis of Cedartown, Georgia, streamed herself live on December 30, saying that she had been sexually abused by a family member. She continued filming as she hanged herself in the front yard of her Cedartown home. The video is being shared online, including on Facebook, and Polk County authorities say they are powerless to stop it from proliferating. The more than 40-minute video of the girl hanging herself originated in an app called Live.me, which is a mobile app for live streaming, popular among teens. The video remained up on Live.me and was later uploaded and circulated on Facebook and YouTube, as well as embedded across different websites across the globe. On Thursday, Mashable identified a video of the suicide that was uploaded on Facebook 4 days prior, so it was up there for 4 days. The video contained a graphic video warning, which Facebook attributes to video that it believes meet community guidelines, but should be viewed with discretion. Kyle McDonald, a New Zealand-based psychotherapist, had viewed a version of the video and reported it to Facebook. He received this response, we've reviewed the share you reported for showing someone injuring themselves and found that it doesn't violate our community standards. This was reported in The Guardian. Facebook told Mashable that such a video should have been removed from a website. As Mashable previously reported, Facebook videos must be taken down by a human moderator and not automatically removed with technology. Facebook's guidelines require a human to put such a, quote, graphic video warnings before user uploaded videos. This would mean the warning label that was attributed to the above video was added by a human. The video has since been removed. Facebook has been removing any posts of the video that appear on social media site and will continue to do so. A January 1st capture of the blog purporting to be Davis, but written under the pseudonym Dolly, a name she used in other social media, lists abuse from a male relative, including being hit with a studded belt as he, quote, tried to rape me. It goes on to allege that the man told her to hang herself, and she asked him to stop being so perverted in front of my younger siblings. In a second post the same day, the writer says she is suffering from depression and discusses different methods of committing suicide. She ends by asking her readers to advise her on how we deal with depression. Many of her entries dealt with her depression and abuse she was dealing with, as well as prescription medication that was not working. So, I think the fact that through these live diaries, we were provided an opportunity to help this girl. So, I think in that hand, it is a good tool, but I think we failed her. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we did too. Like, where were the friends that were watching this?
I don't know if her friends were, but even as a stranger.
You know, even as a stranger. Yeah, there was, I'll tell you something. There was a, I was on the road one time, and I was sitting eating breakfast, and I saw this girl posted something that she wanted to end it. And I tried to get back to her to try to, and I couldn't get back on. So when you see something like that, you do, as a compassionate person, you try to reach out and try, especially me who was, my father committed suicide. I was the last guy to see him alive, you know, so it does resonate with me. Also, what I find interesting is that Facebook didn't take it down because they don't take down videos of people injuring themselves. I don't understand. It's interesting where they thought that she was injuring herself. Did they look at it? Did they briefly look at it and think she was injuring herself?
You know what? I don't think – you know what? It's a 40-minute video, and she didn't actually hang herself until 20 minutes in.
Yeah. So I don't – you know, and like I said, I think it's horrible he didn't pull this. But as a devil's advocate, if the monitor was watching it, did they watch all of it? Or did they watch a little bit of it and deem that there wasn't enough there? Are they so overwhelmed, which we have discussed before, that they can't watch everything or all of everything to make a decision whether to pull it down or not, and finally pulled it down and said, hey, you know, a young girl killed herself here, and they caught it.
I'm assuming, though, in the complaints, when somebody writes about the video, they're saying, this girl commits suicide, take the video down.
Right. And now, after how long? A day?
Well, like we said, though, after the video was reported, they put up the warning. So they had to know there was content in there.
Right, right. Okay, right. So if somebody put if somebody hung – now I'm assuming somebody said, look, a young girl hung themselves. All right? If that's what was said, you pull it down immediately. You don't put a warning on it.
But then again, I don't think I want laws banning sites from showing people killing themselves. I don't – I mean
– Why not?
Just for free press.
They're considered like snuff films.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to get there. I mean, we have that history. I mean, I listen, it's their platform. They could do whatever they want. I just don't like to see that type of overreach. I'm very nervous of power and totalitarianism. Did I say that right?
You know, though, yes. It gets, you know, I don't want it up there, but it gets to the point when we have talked about, when they wanted to rename the Redskins, when they wanted to do this. You know, if you could see to that, where does it end? It's almost this, Dav, it's almost
right,
that same argument.
Saying.
If we could see to that, where does it end? Now, where the line could be drawn for this is it taking of a human life? Or is it somebody getting offended or watching somebody take their life, especially a young, depressed girl?
Listen, as Pip alluded to, we have this in our nature. People watched snuff films. You go back to ancient Rome. They, where the gladiators fought to the death, or you threw the Christians to the lions. We are innately wired to want to see horrible outcomes to fellow human beings. That's why these things go viral. You have to fight the urge as a human being not to view it. Did you guys have a curiosity to view the video?
No.
Pip?
No.
I had a curiosity, but I stopped myself.
I just...
As far as what did it actually show to see if it was something that people could actually see what was happening and it was obvious, to know, is it obvious that you should have taken down the video? In that respect, yes, I did want to see what happened.
Listen, there's this more...
Did I want to see the young girl hang herself? No.
I had the morbid curiosity, but I had the self-discipline to not traverse there. But I understand why people
don't see enough of this kind of, death and that in the movies. And when I know that it's make believe and nobody really got hurt, you can get that same sort of like morbid curiosity out. But
in the '80s,
I see that there's a car accident. Of course, I do.
In the '80s, there was this series of videotapes called Faces of Death that showed the most horrible things. They were very, very popular. We have this. This is part of human nature, and that's what we need to realize. I don't want Facebook having to be... Listen, it's their site. I don't want them having to make these type of decisions. But, that's me.
I don't know. The thing is, though, young people are very impressionable. If they think they're going to get their 15 minutes of fame on Facebook or television or wherever by killing themselves, do you want to glorify it by leaving it up there?
Well, before that, though, she did reach out where actually live streaming could have been to her good and could have saved her. All right, when we come back, major software was hacked and you need to know about it. So Adobe Systems issued an emergency update on Thursday to its widely used Flash software for internet browsers after researchers discovered a security flaw that was being delivered by ransomware to Windows PCs. The software maker urged the more than 1 billion users of Flash on Windows, Mac, Chrome, and Linux computers to update their product as quickly as possible after security researchers said the bug was being exploited in drive-by attacks that infect computers with ransomware when tainted websites are visited. Watch out for your tainted sites. Ransomware encrypts data, locking up computers, then demands payments that often range from $200 to $600 to unlock each infected PC. We've talked about that. It actually happened to one of my computers. Japanese security software maker Trend Micro Inc. said that it had warned Adobe that it had been seen attackers exploiting the flaw to infect computers with a type of ransomware known as Cerber as early as March 31st. That's a long time to ignore this type of warning. Cerber has a voice tactic that reads aloud the ransom note to create a sense of urgency and stir users to pay, Trend Micro says. Can you imagine that? Zip up your pants.
Yeah. And if you ever want to see that again, give us $600.
If you don't want me to mail this file to your boss, zip up and pay.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That would be really, truly frightening if the computer started speaking to me.
You better hope your computer can't speak.
I do.
Probably scared and stutter. Anyway, Adobe's, I amused myself. Adobe's new patch fixes a previously unknown security flaw. Such bugs known as zero days are highly prized because they are harder to fend against, and software makers and security firms have not had time to figure out ways to block them. They are typically used by nation states for espionage and sabotage, not by cyber criminals who tend to use widely known bugs for their attacks. So they're talking about, like, China, North Korea, Russia, our pal, places like that would use that against us. Use of a zero day to distribute ransomware highlights the severity of growing ransomware epidemic, which has disrupted operations at a wide range of organizations across the United States and Europe, including hospitals, police stations, and school districts. Ransomware schemes have boomed in recent months with increasingly sophisticated techniques and tools. The deployment of a zero day highlight potential advancement by cyber criminals, said Kirk Storer, a spokesman for FireEye Inc. We have observed ransomware and crimeware deployed via zero day before. However, it's rare. FireEye said that the bug was being leveraged to deliver ransomware in what is known as the Magnitude Exploit Kit. This is an automated tool sold to underground firms that hackers use to infect PCs and viruses. So, yeah, Adobe has issued an update from the Adobe site or the site you get through Windows immediately. Don't mess around. More show. Ringling Brothers Circus is closing down after more than 146 years in operation. I just went to the Circus Museum.
Did you?
When I was in Florida.
Really?
In Florida, yeah.
And it's Ringling Brothers down it?
Yeah. It's
Ringling really?
Brothers. Yeah. It's their museum.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, I know it's all going to be mothballed.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, according to a press release from Feld Entertainment, which has owned the circus for the last 50 years, high operating costs and the decline of ticket sales made the circus an unsustainable business for the company. They saw a more dramatic drop in ticket sales after they stopped including elephants in their shows due to the pressure from animal rights groups. Ringling Brothers has made recent changes to its traditional lineup to capture the attention of more attendees. They just named their first female ringmaster, and then it all went to hell. The full cast of the circus is between 250 and 300 people. With three performing units, the circus visits about 115 cities each year. When was the last time you guys went to a Ringling Brothers circus?
When I was six and when I was 10, and I'll never forget it. It was amazing.
How about you, Pip?
Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I really loved it, actually.
I went as a kid, but it seems like the circus is something you outgrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. But you outgrow it, but your children don't, you know, your
no.
children come in.
No, you would think they're not interested. I asked my daughter, because they're going to be playing, they're going to be in Brooklyn, Ringling Brothers,
right,
in the spring. So I asked, I go, do you want to see the circus? I don't know. Well, forget, whatever. If you don't want to go, I'm not going
to
take you.
They got dragged to the circus. You want to go to the circus.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't need to take you kicking and screaming to the circus.
Exactly.
No.
But obviously kids are not into the circus anymore.
I guess.
No, they're really not.
Yeah,
there are other entertainments to them.
Yeah, because I think, like, you know, the circus is like 1800s entertainment.
Well, that's when it originated.
Yeah, you know.
That was a big thing. You didn't have your YouTubes.
Yeah, exactly. And think about this. When we were kids and we went to the circus, we were kind of amazed. There was a wow factor. There's elephants and there's trapeze artists, there's clowns, you know. And it was an amazing sight. You can go on the internet now and within 3 minutes find amazing stuff.
And remember, with the acrobats, you could see better stuff at Cirque Soleil.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that there's no animal torture involved then.
So you're glad that they're going out of business due to the animal rights groups.
I'm not happy they're going out of business, but I am glad that the animals now will not be brought out as a source of amusement for people.
Well, that's their purpose. No, I mean, no, I'm kidding. That's a rough life, though. I mean, if you're a tiger, you know, because they cart them around in trains. That's how the circus travels, in trains.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a real life for a wild animal.
Right, right.
No.
Right.
But no, it's cruel.
It is. It's very cruel. I think our sensibilities have changed, but that is part of the allure to see these wild animals.
Yes, exactly. You see the one, you know, and yeah, it's amazing to see a tiger and a trainer and a tiger
being sedated by a German man with lovely blonde hair, making him jump through flaming hoops.
And then that German man becomes a snack. But nonetheless,
no, that was a different German man.
Oh, okay.
But when we were growing up, Gunther was the big. Big cat tamer.
Right.
He was very wild. He was very popular. Then they put the stupid unicorn. That's where they put a horn on a goat or something.
The stupid unicorn. Let's bring out the stupid unicorn.
They didn't call it stupid, but it was stupid.
They didn't call it. No, we figured that.
They're much better at marketing than I am. <circus. laughs>
The elephants, the trapeze, the stupid unicorn.
Sure. No, but they
stupid unicorn.
It was a goat with a tumor. I don't know what the hell it was. It was a goat with a party hat. Yeah.
And I used to like the little flashlights you used to whip around. Remember
John,
those little flashlights?
Yeah, they still have that. Yeah, you got to get your stupid kid a flashlight. Like they don't have enough of them from Disney on Ice.
You had to have one, though.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did. You could. Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we all had it.
You know, it's funny. I feel sad for the circus to end because
go in May.
But I outgrew it. But it's just, you know, it's a sense like it was such a cherished memory when I was a kid going there with my father and stuff like that. And my mother took me. So it's kind of sad to see it end. But basically, the economics of bringing a circus on the road with transportation costs and fuel and stuff like that. Plus the whole animal, the whole animal rights thing, which is, valid, obviously. You know, it just doesn't make sense anymore. And it's, like I said before, it's 1800 entertainment. It's outgrown itself, you know.
Do you think the out of work clowns will run for office?
I don't know, but how does a clown go to, unemployment? Did you tumble today? Did you try to tumble today? Did you take a pie in the face? You know,
well, you know they're good at carpooling, Joe.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them because also the Big Apple Circus, which is big in New York, they're putting all their stuff up for auction.
Yeah, yeah.
The only circus in New York is the Jets.
No, that's not a circus. That's a tragedy.
No. They work without a net. A net's a cheerleader.
The clowns
to
go.
What?
Some place for the clowns to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think kids look forward to the circus. I think people of our generation look back fondly on it, but I really don't care about the circus. Like, my memories are not like Joe's, which is one of the memories with his father. You know, and Joe said what happened to his dad and everything. Yeah. I don't have that memory of the circus.
Right.
Nor do I.
Yeah, well.
I remember going with my dad, but it wasn't the only memory I ever have or that it was the best time I ever had either. I could have done without it.
Well, if you,
I could have done without
but,
it.
But, like I said, it was a cherished memory for me. But if you noticed on social media, basically the consensus of everybody is essentially what I say. Yeah, I had great memories as a kid, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? It doesn't make any economic sense.
You know what? You know what's also gone away? Kick the can. You don't really see that as a major activity for kids. Just walking down the street kicking a random can. Marbles. Kids aren't playing marbles today.
No. The old dirt bomb fight. When was the last time you seen a kid have a dirt bomb fight? You never had a dirt bomb. Don't tell me you never had a dirt bomb fight.
What is a dirt bomb? I know what a dirt bag is.
A dirt bomb. You throw like clumps of dirt at each other, like when you were at a construction site. They were like little clumps
at
of dirt.
At a construction site?
Well, where the hell is you going to find dirt bombs? And you would throw dirt bombs and you would throw them at each other.
Who the hell plays at a construction site?
Kids back in the day.
Whose parents don't love them.
What did you do? You never had a dirt bomb fight?
No, we had plenty of other fights.
Oh, God.
We had real fights.
Oh.
You ever have a dirt bomb fight? Yeah. Except when it was a rock and one of the dirt bombs, and you poof, 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 blah! I got a rock.
That's not cool anymore.
Does not sound like.
I can't believe you never had a dirt bomb fight.
No, I didn't have a dirt bomb fight.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
All right, Joe. Anything going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Governor's Comedy Club this Thursday. Check out governors.com. Also, I am going to be doing Uncle Vinny's. I'll be Uncle Vinny's Thursday and Friday. Check out Uncle Vin, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN.
Thursday, January 26th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, January 27th, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. And Saturday, January 28th, I will be in Yorktown Heights, New York at O'Grady's Public House. For tickets, call 914-214-8600. Listen to the whole show, davinsden.com. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.